Wisconsin school official says viral Nazi salute teens protected by First Amendment, by Gina Martinez. School administrators announced Wednesday that the students who appeared to make a Nazi salute in a viral photo will not face punishment. According to Madison.com, Barabu School District Administrator Lori Mueller sent a letter to parents on November 21st saying that part of the investigation into the Wisconsin student's prom photo is already done. She said the students in the picture will not face any punishment because their actions are protected by the First Amendment. As previously stated, we cannot know the intentions in the hearts of those who were involved, Mueller wrote in the letter. Moreover, because of students' First Amendment rights, the district is not in a position to punish the students for their actions. In November, a photo of a group of male students in the Barabu School District who appeared to be headed to prom went viral. Many of the teens had their right arm extended upwards in what has been interpreted as a Nazi salute. The photo even drew condemnation from the Auschwitz Memorial's official Twitter account, which said the incident is an example of hateful ideology rising. Auschwitz Museum tweets, "It is so hard to find words. This is why every single day we work hard to educate. We need to explain what is the danger of hateful ideology rising. Auschwitz, with its gas chambers, was at the very end of the long process of normalizing and accommodating hatred." After the photo gained notoriety, the school district announced they were conducting an investigation into the events leading up to it. According to Madison.com, the investigation concluded that the photo was taken in May 2018, before prom, outside the Sauk County Courthouse, and was taken by a parent of one of the students. Those pictured were a mix of past and current Barabu High School students, Madison.com said. Mueller said the school plans on holding meetings to address hate with students and the community. "We must come together and in a meaningful way consider the travesties of the past that were fueled by hatred and embrace the celebration of diversity fueled by love and acceptance," Mueller's letter read.